Friends, perhaps you've heard about the recent Amazon Synod of Bishops. And if you haven't, that's okay. It didn't grab all the headlines, but the Synod met in Rome from the 6th of October to the 27th of October. Now, on the 15th of October 2017, Pope Francis had announced that the Synod would work to identify new paths for the evangelization of God's people in the Amazon region. His focus was on the indigenous people who are often forgotten without the prospect of a sustainable social and religious future. The obstacles to evangelization in this area are many. It includes the difficult terrain, the great variety of languages spoken, and most importantly, the vested interests of landowners and business interests who exploit the land, the indigenous people, most of whom are Roman Catholic. However, the Synod attracted fierce opposition of Pope Francis from the traditionalists in the church. Some bishops, a few priests, and a handful of lay people, many of whom hold a very, very narrow and primarily doctrinal view of religion and Catholicism, launched a fierce attack on Pope Francis, calling him a heretic. Some of them even went into a church in Rome and stole an Amazonian indigenous image and threw it into the Tiber River, accusing Pope Francis and the Synod bishops of idolatry. The Synod concluded on the 27th with some very significant resolutions. First, it was open to ordain certain married men, particularly those who are already deacons or other married stable leaders in the community, as priests. In other words, the church in the Amazon region could very soon see married clergy. It was also decided to reopen the commission which is looking into the possibility of women deacons. And among other resolutions, which still have to be officially passed by Pope Francis, the Synod also called for an Amazonian rite of worship. See, the Catholic Church consists of 23 churches or rites, which are in full communion with the Pope in Rome. The Amazonian rite would be the newest rite. As I mentioned, all these points have attracted severe opposition to the Vatican. It is in light of the Amazon Synod and opposition to it that I would like to reflect on today's Gospel reading, the conversion of Zacchaeus. And here are my 3 points for today. First of all, I want to talk about the mission of Jesus and the mission of the church. See, the Palestinian society was a complicated society, perhaps as complicated as ours is. The power struggle between the Romans, the Herod, the Zealots, the religious authorities, the scribes and the Pharisees left bulk of the people scrambling to make a living and to find meaning. Things just got a little more complicated when Jesus came into the picture. Jesus provided the common folk a very different alternative. He stayed away from the religious and political power centers. Rather, he moved with love and compassion in society and catered to the needs of people on the grassroots level. One person at a time, one healing at a time, one teaching at a time, he began to transform people's lives. He began to change their thinking, to change hearts, to touch lives. But he was transforming more than individual lives. He was transforming religion. He was transforming society. I believe that today the church has to play the role that Jesus played. The church must be the alternative that Jesus gave to people. Too often the church is like the people in the Zacchaeus story who said, he has gone to the house of a sinner. Sometimes the church can be far removed from the lives of people or from society. It can create its own world and become as irrelevant as the Pharisees who accused Jesus of blasphemy. On the contrary, the church's role, like Jesus, is to invite those who, like Zacchaeus, feel alienated, those who are alienated, those who feel unworthy, those who do not belong, and bring them into communion. The church must be the place where everyone belongs. I believe this is the church that Jesus founded. This is the church Pope Francis is proposing. This is the church you and I must be. Secondly, in light of today's gospel reading and the controversies in the church, I have often wondered and prayed about my role in the world and in the church. I mean, why am I a priest? Especially when people are abandoning organized religion, why do I still carry so much hope? I was at the Archdiocesan Convocation of Priests, and the Archbishop reported that since 2010, there was a 21% drop in church attendance. That's a quarter of the people who are not in church anymore. Among other things, surely the child sex abuse crisis has something to do with it. So why do I still continue to be a Catholic priest? Why do I still believe in God, in the church, and in the mission of the church? Folks, my answer is because I believe that my role in the world, like Jesus, is to move among the people with love and compassion on the grassroots level. In spite of it all, I've dedicated my life to Christ and His mission. My mission, like Jesus, is to become the person through whom God and people meet. Unlike those who said He has gone into the house of a sinner, I consider my mission to bring God and every person together. It's not my job to convert, to judge, to police, or to condemn people. My task is to make God accessible to all. I don't care who you are. I want to make God accessible to all, like Jesus did. However, folks, this is not just my mission. This is the mission of every baptized person. I'm inviting each one of you to be the person through whom God and people meet. Don't find reasons to say to one more person why they cannot meet God. Like Jesus, together let us move in the world with love and mercy and peace so that in us people may encounter Christ. My third point is on a very different note, and I'm focusing on Zacchaeus. And as I focus on Zacchaeus, I want to focus on us. See, unlike Zacchaeus, who was on the top of a tree, we are sitting here in church. However, there is a Zacchaeus inside each one of us. There's not a single person here who is not in need of conversion. If there's anyone who thinks that conversion is for the person sitting next to you, then you need to be in line first. Is it not the case, whether it's at work or at home or in the neighborhood, we always think that it's the other person who needs conversion? Zacchaeus, on the other hand, recognized his own need for conversion. Zacchaeus teaches us the meaning of true conversion. He sought to see Christ, but when he met Jesus, recognized the problem within. He realized that he needed to set his relationship right. He realized that he needed to reverse the injustice he had done. He realized that he needed to make reparation. He realized that he needed change. Zacchaeus did. Only then did Jesus say, "Today salvation has come to this house." Today, the church, you and I, need to reject being a church of condemnation. Rather, together we must be a church of conversion. At this Eucharist, each one of us is invited to dine with Jesus. May Christ say to us today what he said to Zacchaeus on that day. Today, salvation has come to this house. Amen.